Loamhedge, Disc 10.
Chapter 33. Fenner lowered her head quickly. More thin, sharp reed lances whipped viciously by.
Don't they ever run short of those things?
Without raising himself, Bragoon hailed off a sling stone.
There's always reeds aplenty on riverbanks. They just cut them and point one end. It makes a good throwing lance, sharp and dangerous. I've used them myself in the past.
Sorrow suddenly rolled in beside Springald.
Aye, but we weren't much good with lances, too heavy poured.
The otter scratched his rudder.
Where did you come from, mate?
Sorrow smiled, secretly enjoying the surprise she had in store.
I found a bend in the river down that way. And guess what else I found?
She signalled with a paw. Suddenly, Springald found herself being jostled by a score of shrews who had crept out from behind trees and bushes to join them in the shelter of the log. The otter uttered a delighted growl.
Gurav shrews! Great!
Sorrow pointed to Jigger.
Aye, Gurav shrews, and who does this remind you of, Bragg?
The otter inspected Jigger's face, noting the beard he was starting to cultivate.
Wait, don't tell me. Are you a kin beast to Logalog Briggy, young'un?
Jigger expertly caught a reed lance as it flew by. As he cast it back downhill, he was rewarded by a reptile's scream.
Briggy's me old daddy. You must be Bragoon, the mad otter. Daddy's told me about you. Pleased to meet you.
Fenner whispered to Sorrow.
What's a Gurav shrew?
The squirrel explained.
That's just the first letters of their tribe name. Gorilla Union of Roving and Fighting Shrews. They're good friends and fearsome warriors. Sometimes I think that they do all their far range and just looking for fights. Me and Bragg have battled alongside of them once or twice through past seasons.
When everyone was acquainted, Jigger outlined the plan.
We've got to hold on till me dad and the others get set on the far bank. Then, when we hear the signal, we charge and cut loose at those reptiles on our side.
Bragoon mulled it over.
Sounds like good sense to me, mate. This crowd down below ain't going any place. They're trying to outweigh us and slay us all when we make some move to leave.
Jig appeared over the log and ducked a few lances. He thudded the ground with his club chortling eagerly.
Reptiles will stand about waiting for ages in the sun. Well, I hope they enjoy their sunbath, cos we'll be giving them a different kind of tanning.
Sorrow spotted slight movements in the bushes on the far hillside.
Looks like old Briggy's getting the lads into position. Won't be long now.
Without any prior warning, Horty came skipping blithely out from beneath the overhang. He ran by the log, speeding downhill and calling back to them.
Shrews, eh? Where'd you meet that flipping lot? I feel much better now, chaps. Who's a jolly old pedal in the shallows, what?
When three lancers came zinging at him, the young hare stopped, but the weapons had pierced his ridiculous head-dressing. He ground to a halt, only paces from the dumbfounded reptiles.
Great blinking seasons. Have a flaming care when you're chucking those things. A chap could get injured by them.
Knowing that the plan had been ruined, Bragoon, Sorrow and Jigger, followed by the fighting force, came bounding downhill. At the bottom, they found to their shock that the reptiles were lying prostrate, face down, in front of the young hare. Horty stood posing majestically, the three lances transfixing his turban. Sorrow glared at him.
What were you thinking of, you great idiot, lolloping off right into the middle of the enemy like that?
Horty gave it a scathing glance.
Hold your tongue, ma'am. These chaps are just showing their respect to me. They must think I'm the great Horty Plonk, descended from out the blooming sky, what?
Springall scoffed in his face.
Then they must be bigger idiots than you. Do you realise you could have been killed?
As she spoke, there was a whooping war cry from the far bank.
Log-a-log-a-log-a-log!
Briggy had commenced attacking the reptiles over there. The reptiles laid out in awe of Horty, lifted their faces. When they saw the score of shrews brandishing their clubs, they rose, backing off into the shallows. Horty took a few paces toward them.
I say there, old scaly skin chaps.
Hissing and squeaking, the reptiles fled into the water.